He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning,
how are
buddy.
You, buddy?
Good to be back on with you.
Yeah, man, we miss you when we don't have you on. Roger's like it's like an arm or a finger.
Trying to figure out. Yeah.
It's a heartbeat.
Yeah,
it's
missed the heartbeat.
So what's been going on, Danny? What's the latest, man?
Hey, man, I heard you guys talking about Mr. Huzzy,
yes.
The latest commitment earlier yes. this week. I knew yes. y'all would love that one as soon as, I'll tell you, last Friday. Okay, but as you remember, last Friday I was on here ready to talk on the radio, and
yeah.
I had no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
I
we were off for a good Friday. I was sitting here ready to tell you about Mr. Huzzy.
Oh,
a week ago,
I completely, yeah, that was all my fault. Yes,
I should have helped out.
But listen, Zachorius Huzzy is the yes. cornerback out of Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia. Came up last weekend, didn't have an offer when he showed up, guys, in Arkansas. Everything checked out for him. He measured in at 6'1", 170. Not huge, but you know he's still relatively young, going into his senior year next year. So. Man, good kid, not a stellar offer list, not going to blow you away with the rankings, not going to bore you and try to oversell this one, but they needed a commitment, guys. They've been dead last in the total commitment department category for several weeks now. This was their first 2027 commitment under Silverfield, and you know, it broke a long drought. Now we'll see if they can keep it going. Got a few more visitors coming in today I can tell you about. But, yeah, it was a good pickup, man. They needed a little momentum boost and a great name for our name list.
Well, now, that's an alarming statement you just made there. Is there a reason we're so far behind the sticks on this thing?
I think so. I think the reason is that portal and bringing in 40 guys right off the bat. You know, in addition to that, you know, having the whole staff.
Yeah.
I think everywhere you look right now, you look around Oklahoma State, another place that had changeover, Kentucky a little bit, same deal. We saw it with Mississippi State when Lebby took over there. It takes a little bit. I'm not making excuses for them. They're struggling in terms of momentum. There's a lot of unknowns, you know. They've had 3-2-10 seasons in the last, 7-8 years.
Yeah.
They're lacking a little bit of program momentum, but it feels like the last couple of weeks, maybe they're starting to pick it up a little bit. I'm not expecting a stellar 2027 high school class, guys. I'm just going to tell you that here in April. But I think it's picking up a little bit. You can kind of tell some of these visits are turning into second and third looks, and that's always key. So right now the goal ought to be get as many of these unofficials as you can, get them in for practice, whether that's a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Saturday scrimmage. But the goal is trying to get them back in May and June for an official. So yeah, they are a little bit behind time-wise. I think they just got off to a late start because they needed 40-plus transfers. And they only got that one junior day in January. You guys remember weather knocked out one of them. So they're a little bit behind the calendar. But, again, I think it's starting to pick up. They're about to turn a corner. I'm not saying they're going to pick up a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys, but I think they're about to fill up the commitment list here in the next month or so.
Baz, who was our call last year?
Caden Kittler.
Caden Kittler.
I saw him
in the paper
the
other
day.
Where he said it's a lot more, fun?
It was a different
It was more pop.
Culture, a different culture.
It was a different culture, going on up there this year than last. So I hope that bodes well as well.
Well, I was going to ask, what have you heard about spring practice and all these guys that you kept up with and transfer portal and signees? What have you heard about spring practice so far?
Yeah, I got to check them out last week. Made it down for practice. Plan on getting back again next week and, of course, for the spring game. But just my general thoughts from the hour I spent, Baz. I went straight to the D-line because I think that's where they needed, you know, like anybody else. I wanted to see them improve the interior D-line.
Right.
And I'm like anybody else. I like what they've done from a quantity standpoint. We'll see on the quality. You compare this year's interior D-line group on paper, in your head, no matter where you compare it, it looks a lot better than it did at this time last year. My only question is, did they get real difference makers, or did they get, you know, five or six of the same guy with the same ceiling, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Even if they did that, it's still an improvement, in my opinion, because you have more of them than you did last year.
Right.
And, you know, the goal, in my opinion, is try to take as much off of Quincy as you can. You look at him last year, 16 and a half tackles for loss. You got to go all the way down the list in the SEC, and your next found Razorback would be a linebacker in the tackles for loss category. That was Xavier Sory, good player, going to be a pro, but they just didn't have much help to go with Quincy on that D-line, and now I think they do. So you take away some of those double teams, maybe it opens them up, maybe you get a little better coverage in the back end. I'm crossing my fingers here, boys, but I do like the start of the D-line in particular. It looks better anyway.
Do want to thank HA Trailer Sales, Trey and the gang over there here in Hot Springs for sponsoring Danny for such a long time. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've talked about this before. The last time we had a dominant defensive line, you go back to that Bielema, Trey Flowers, Darius Filon.
So.
Yeah, what year was that, 14?
Yes, sir.
Wow, man, I tell you, it's, you know, and, yeah, I know, and that, if you want to know why we struggle, and of course, the other is secondary. There was an article today, Roger, I didn't dive into it. It was really long about, you know, the assistants coming in. There's not one DB from last year. So there, although, that may not be a bad thing, but starting from scratch there, and hopefully, you're right, you're just hoping all these people they rolled the dice on, all these transfer portal guys, you just hope they got it right, you know, that you hope they got it right.
That's right. Guys, I wish we could have a full show. There's plenty to talk about, but just want to tell you, I appreciate you. Baz, good luck tonight with your ceremony. You'll do great.
Thanks, Danny. You're the
best. Thanks, Danny. Sorry about last week, dude.
Yeah, that was our fumble.
Thank you, bud.
Have a great weekend. See you, man.
Yes.